On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I very gratefully welcome all of you to our most auspicious Gaur Purnima festival. For the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, today is New Year's Eve. It is the beginning of the year. Rupa Goswami has prayed, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaudatveshe Namaha. Krishna has personally appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mercy extended to the world through the heart of Lord Chaitanya is even of a greater quality and quantity than Krishna personally revealed himself. Vrindavan is called Madhurya Dham. It is the land of the highest, sweetest exchanges of love between the Supreme Lord and devotees. Navadvip is Odarya Dham. This means it is 100% non-different than Madhurya Dham of Vrindavan. But there is one special addition, that it is opening its doors to invite everyone to come and enter this Leela. When Lord Sri Krishna performed his Vrindavan Leela, only the most very, very intimate associates, the pure-hearted souls that either descended from the spiritual world or perfected themselves in previous lifetimes, became gopas and gopis. There was Putana and Aga, but they were not enjoying his Leela. They were getting liberated in other ways. So Krishna's Leela was performed to attract the hearts of all living beings to his eternal abode, to his loving service. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he opened the doors to Vrindavan and personally traveled throughout the land of India and sent his beloved servant, Srila Prabhupada, around the world 13 times, pleading with people, begging people, sacrificing everything. Come, come and to enter into the sweetest, most extraordinary pastimes of Vrindavan. And the only price is to sincerely, with faith, chant the holy names of Krishna. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed by Rupa Goswami as the most magnanimous, the most merciful of all incarnations in all of the history of all creations. Paramakuruna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gora Chandra. Lochan Das Thakur has prayed that these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they are supremely kind and loving to everyone. Kevala Ananda Khanda. They are the essence of all incarnations, and the process that they're giving is joyfully performed. Chanting, dancing, and feasting in the association of loving Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada through the infinite mercy of his heart has extended the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to all of us. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they were given the innermost secret of the Lord's hearts. And the Lord explained why. Because of their humility. When Lord Chaitanya first met Rupa and Sanatana, they presented themselves as the most pitiful, the most fallen, the most degraded, the most unqualified, the most desperate for mercy. Lord Chaitanya cried, "Your humility is breaking my heart." Seeing this quality in them, Lord Chaitanya explained to the devotees in Puri, "I could understand they were fit candidates for my mercy." Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna, who have come together to bestow the infinite mercy of Vrindavan upon the world. And they especially, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially empowered Rupa and Sanatana Goswami to carry on his sampradaya by giving him the innermost understandings and realizations of his heart because of their humility. So on this day of Gaur Purnima, we have come to beg Srila Prabhupada, the assembled Vaishnavas, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for their causeless mercy. There can be no pretension. There can be no dishonesty. There can be no deceiving. Because the Lord is the Paramatma in everyone's heart. All of these qualities are the attributes of false ego. Our hearts have to be open, humble, eager to serve. No desire for respect, prestige, but desire to glorify Lord, glorify Vaishnavas, and serve. These qualities attract the mercy of the Lord. And without them, we are cheating ourselves of that incessant flow of mercy that is showering upon us. So on this very holy day, we have gathered together to glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy upon ourselves and the world, to recommit ourselves to Srila Prabhupada's service of following his teachings and sharing them with the world. We have come to beg for mercy. Devotees are beggars. Whether you're a multimillionaire or whether you're a simple brahmachari, unless we take the role of a humble beggar, begging for mercy, we cannot receive. But when you beg, you can't have your hands full. No one will take you seriously. You have to have empty hands. No ego, no prestige. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will fill our hearts with the unlimited ocean of His mercy. And then we can enter into the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna in this very life within our hearts. And we can taste the sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna, who has so mercifully appeared in His holy names. Lord Chaitanya taught that His greatest mercy is extended through the hearts of His devotees. Those who have accepted as their only identity the servant of the servant of His servants. Srila Prabhupada took absolutely no credit for His miraculous, unparalleled accomplishments. He always told us, "I'm simply repeating the words of my Guru Maharaj." In fact, He even gave credit to His disciples. In one beautiful lecture, Prabhupada was saying, "Actually, I'm an old man. What could I do?" He became choked up, almost crying. And he said, "But all of you, you have given so much of your lives. You are the ones who are spreading Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission all over the world. The best we could be is little puppets in Prabhupada's hand. But it is the nature of a Vaishnava to want to give the glory to all others. And it is the nature of a conditioned soul to want to consume as much glory as possible for ourselves." So on this very, very holy day, we are truly blessed by the association of many of Srila Prabhupada's most empowered and intimate associates. If I were to speak what I feel in my heart for these devotees, it would take the rest of the night. But because it's late, I will speak very briefly. We have with us His Holiness Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, one of the most dear favorite Vaishnavas in all of the universe for the devotees of Radha Gopinath Temple. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I'm afraid I'm going to get going. I'm going to try to somehow control my... He was a social leader in Princeton University, one of the Ivy League colleges of America. He was studying political science, and he had job opportunities. If he didn't become a devotee, he probably would have become the President of the United States. He was really empowered. People were begging for him to join their political parties or firms. He was a social activist, philanthropist. But he met Srila Prabhupada. And he gave up everything else because he was convinced that the greatest service he could do for humanity is spread the holy names of Krishna. Maharaj, please come.
Maharaj, please.
He was, a few of his vast starlit sky of accomplishments, when he was distributing Prabhupada's books in the library party, during the communist regime, he penetrated through the Iron Curtain, risking his life, his health, his everything, going to dangerous places, sometimes climbing huge mountains with his hands and knees to get to a place to give the people Prabhupada's books. And the reports of his activities, Prabhupada was reading them in his last months in this world. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj told us many times that when Prabhupada would hear the reports of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's service, he would just rejoice. He would say, "This devotee is keeping me alive by his devotional service." And Prabhupada came all the way to London. He couldn't even walk, just to encourage his devotees. And when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj came into the room, Prabhupada stood up, embraced him with tears in his eyes, and told him, "Your life is perfect." He travels all over the world, inspiring devotees by his incredible lectures, by his penetrating philosophical abilities, by his immense awareness of the social and spiritual needs of the world today. He has heads of states, presidents. In fact, in a few days, he's going to a summit with the leaders of the African continent, with the defense ministry, to give them counseling and guidance. But what most people know him for is his incredible dancing. He's one of my dearest friends. Through thick and thin, somehow or other, he has always been very kind and loving toward his little brother. Let us very enthusiastically welcome Srila Bhakti Tirtha. And we also have with us His Holiness Srila Prabhavishnu Swami Maharaj, one of the very, very senior devotees within our movement. He joined at the very early days. He was temple president of Bhaktivedanta Manor. He was a Sankirtan leader. He came to India. He was one of the very original devotees who really sacrificed so much health and life to break the ground for spreading Prabhupada's mission in India. Incredible service. And today, he's one of the very leading preachers in Bangladesh, Nepal, Southeast Asia. Just a truly humble devotee. Embodiment of accepting responsibility on behalf of Guru and Krishna. Great philosopher and a truly compassionate Vaishnava. I'm so grateful that he has come. Let us welcome His Holiness Prabhavishnu Swami Maharaj. And one of our very regular well-wishers is Kavichandra Swami Maharaj, one of the greatest proponents of book distribution and preaching He's been preaching in Japan, Southeast Asia, Philippines, so many parts of the world. He's the embodiment of just steady, faithful dedication to Guru and Krishna. We're so grateful that you have come, Maharaj. Let us welcome Kavichandra Swami Maharaj. And tonight, we request these three illustrious transcendental personalities to kindly enlighten us.
Om Agnati Miranjasya Gyanajana Silakshaya Shakshu Miriram Yena Tasmai Si Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Namo Vistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Khayam Rupa Kadamayam Dratti Saparanti Kam Vansakapata Rubjasya Kripa Sindhu Gaivata Patitanam Bhavavyo Vaishnavavyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dadeta Garara Sivasadi Gobhaktavindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare ISKCON Founder Child His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Vaishnava Gaur Ki. So I want to thank you very much for allowing myself and all of us who are here to be able to sit in briefly to experience part of your empowerment. One very, very extremely special feature of Mahaprabhu is how he is an empowerer. Because we realize that his mercy is equally disposed to everyone, but it is not that all people are ready to be used and to catch up with that mercy. We can all say, as we come here to visit, as we come to associate, we can feel so much enthused or more enthused about how Prabhupada's movement is living on. Every time we see some new expansions and improvements. And mind you, this is a must for bhakti. Anytime there is just maintenance, it is not a high sign of bhakti. Anytime that something is going on only by our own resources, financially, intellectually, materially, etc., that is not a high level of bhakti. But bhakti is especially radiating and animate. We see the miracle happening constantly. We have been just sharing a few minutes ago how there's so many miracles that's happening here in Chaupati. So many miracles is happening at the hospital. So many miracles is happening within the community. So many miracles in how your collective service is facilitating and inspiring devotees in many places in the world. So many miracles in what Srila Prabhupada had given us and what he's constantly giving us on and on if we are eager to grab it and if we are hungry with spiritual greed. Lord Chaitanya, we see, he empowered devotees like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to give us clarity in what is liberation. He empowered devotees like Ramananda Roya to help us to understand very profoundly the deepest aspect of relationship of Rastapa, Manhurya, Kanjago, etc. He inspired devotees like in Harinam, Chintami explains, how Haridasa Kaur was inspired to be able to give the efficacy or the potency of the holy names. He inspired Rupa Goswami to give us also so much powerful information on sambandha and relationship and how they unfold. And we see that this same Mahaprabhu, how much he empowered our own Srila Prabhupada. As we think about Lord Chaitanya, we want to think about Lord Chaitanya in terms of historical figure and personality. We want to think about him in terms of the future and what has been predicted. And we want to think about him in regards to what we do now in the present. Because we're not the people who are following only antiquity or ancient history, ancient culture, ancient philosophy. We're not the people who are idealistic and romantic and are just thinking about something that is improbable and almost impossible. But we are the people who are to be grabbing hold with spiritual greed to the higher realities. And to the extent that as we are reading the books, as we are hearing the leelas in past times, that they open and become windows and doors to the spiritual world. Mahaprabhu has given us Srila Prabhupada. We see how Bhaktivinoda, the 18th century, mentioned how there would, in his Toshani, how there would be this time that devotees from so many places in the world would be involved in the mission of chanting the holy name and bringing about the Yuga Dharma. And we see how Lochan mentioned that there would be, how Lord Chaitanya said that there would be this mantra upasaka, this global spreader of the holy name. Here we find in the Brahma Vairata Purana. And we find that how Lord Chaitanya said, Lochan explained that there would be this Senepati Bhakta, who would do what? Who would particularly go around and would secure those who had tried to avoid the prasad, the mercy of Mahaprabhu. And so Prabhupada, we know, was predicted to be such a person. And so, therefore, if Mahaprabhu has empowered some of these very exceptional persons, along with our Srila Prabhupada, those who work with him, who work for him, who are used by him, will be extremely special. Because he will use them. Just as Srila Prabhupada on his ship when he was coming here mentioned in the prayer about being a puppet, letting Krishna use him. Just as we see a puppet is moved by the puppeteer, and basically everything is happening through the agency of empowerment. So we want to be puppets. As Radha Swami was just mentioning, if our hands are full, there'll be difficulty in being able to beg. If our hands are full, our minds are full, our conscience is full with kama, with loba, with nara, with mohan, with matsarya, we're full of any of the agents who are the thieves and the enemies, who are the servants of Kali, then we will not be able to fully to receive. As you were instructed day and day again about being a servant of the servants, you're being instructed to empty all things that are superfluous, unhealthy, unnecessary, to be able to receive. And what are we receiving? One of the main things that's being given to us through this wonderful yukta or connection, this association, this union of Krishna, who is one, who allows himself to be two with the potent and the potency, who allows, just as there cannot be really a separation between fire and heat. Where there is fire, there will be heat. It is concomitant. So, this Krishna cannot be two but is two, and at the same time is one. That the Ladini Shakti potency, the pleasure potency, the most nurturing aspect of the Godhead, who is only one, who is two, who then comes as one, entering into the material world, bringing the highest expression of himself, that he is really one, to be able to transform as many souls who are ready to act as puppets, to use them to assist in bringing about a major shift in the universes. This is what somehow we're all a part of. We're all somehow a part of this wonderful chance to bring a difference to this universe by bringing in a major aspect of the spiritual culture into the Matra Loka, into the basic camps and environments where souls are mostly trying to forget the Lord. Just as when we have the Jagannath festivals, the Rath Yatras, and we are honoring how Lord Jagannath is being drawn on the chariot. We're honoring how this Krishna, who has seemingly left Vrindavan, has left but has not left, but is being called by his special servants to be able to associate, for them to associate with him with full love, lawless love. And so there is this Vipalamba Seva, which is so much commensurated as we reflect on the Panchatattva, so much commensurated in our great acharyas, in our Srila Prabhupada, so much our own food, our nourishment. Just as a couple of days ago Maharaj was giving a lecture and mentioning how Lord Chaitanya was away, there was no transmission of email, of telephones, of snail mail, any of these things. And how much separation. Or just recently, your Guru Maharaj was not here, and how much separation. But how much excitement and how much anticipation there was in thinking what the next experiences, next associations, next encounters will in fact be. Many of you are married. Some of you are students. Some of you are engaged. Some are very good associates, good friends. Sometimes there are separations. According to how deep your associations are determines how much anxiety and how much anticipation there is in waiting for the next meeting, the next encounter. If we think about it, there is really nothing going on in the whole of the universe but yukta and ayukta. Sambandha, there's nothing going on really but togetherness, sambhoga, and vipalamba. Everything is about, the whole history of mankind is about different kind of connections and alignments for some type of associations. Some are healthy and some are unhealthy. Where people are running towards some positive alignments and running away from some negative considerations. So everything, song, dance, festival, dress, eating, sleeping, mating, everything is really about service to Krishna. In its real sense, everything is just a reflection of what really belongs and is directed to Krishna. And so Krishna comes himself as one to be able to help us to reconnect by being the teacher who comes as the student to be able to show in the most loving and personal way how to reconnect. This Vipalamba is such a powerful science because it is the essence of the soul crying out. We have wealth, we have fame, but there's always something missing. We have sadness in all kinds of ways. Because we are really missing and sad as we are desiring for the ultimate pure yukta connection. Anything and all things that we do in the material bodies always still present some lacking. Because we are waiting, anticipating for that perfect connection. Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna and Radha coming together, Krishna in the bhava of Radha, that he did not write so many books. He did not write any books. He did not give us so many intense doctrines. But he gave us the most profound in his simple 8 Shashastakam prayers. And so all of our theology is contained in these prayers. And before we reach the perfection of the 8th prayer, I know no one but Krishna is my Lord. He shall always remain as such. Even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, he shall always remain my worshipful Lord unconditionally. But before we are able to get a grasp and enter into that highest level of perfection, he has given us the prayer number 7, Vipalamba. These prayers, the first 5, are giving us this sambandha. And then the last are giving us the last 2, especially the prayojana. And the 6 sambhava or some aspects of prayojana. Throughout Abhideya is running throughout all of these prayers. But before this perfection, there is the prayer, Yugajitam, the prayer of separation of Vipalamba. So that is a major key, the Chintamani key, that to the degree that we have affection and appreciation for someone is to the degree that we feel pain in the absence of their association. To the degree that we really care and love someone is to the degree that we're intense in wanting to meet up and to associate and to experience once again some exchanges. So we are being trained how to develop more and more intense greed and recognizing that something is missing. How much you feel something is missing when your husband has been gone for a while because of traveling? How much you feel something is missing when your wife is not in the house for an extended period of time because she's visiting relatives? How much you feel something missing when your children have gone off to the university, have gone off to travel due to some work assignment? How much we feel something is missing in our lives when those who we care, who are integral part of our consciousness, is no longer part of our full life space? So how much more we are to feel something is missing when we're not able to have the full darshan of the Lord? So Mahaprabhu has come to help us to recognize and to be cognizant of what is really missing so that we can refocus and begin to make plans for the rejuvenated or revitalized association. So in conclusion, as we are here today associating, this is a most significant time of the year for us. Because it's a time to remind us, not only do we have God, Krishna as the Aishwarya, but we have the Parameshwar, we have the Lord who is the teacher, we have the Lord who is the ultimate lover, we have the Lord who is ultimate source of all of our emptiness and whatever manifestations it may appear. And we have the chance to resolve those empty feelings. We have a chance to become once again satiated by returning back to the spiritual kingdom. So this is a particular time that we give appreciation for the Lord who we are somewhat separated from at this time. And we honor the way that he's trying to recall us. And so part of our honoring of that is we are appreciating his dissension. when there is the birthday of someone you care about, what is happening? You are thinking about them. You are arranging things to for their well-being. You are arranging ways how you can honor their existence. Even we offer gifts. How would you feel if someone who you really care about forgets your birthday, forgets your anniversary? How much pain you feel if your wife, your husband has forgotten your anniversary? How wonderful you feel when they are aware of the anniversary, and not only are they aware, they are honoring it in the most glorious, loving way. It makes you feel good that you made the right decision. So, how important it is that we honor Mahaprabhu's birthday. Now, how do you give somebody a gift who owns everything? Well, we must give a gift. We cannot ignore the most important person in our life, their birthday, any more than we would ignore someone who's most dear to us, their appearance. But as we love them, we must give them something that they will be happy with, something that they need, something that they will use. How do you give something to the Lord who needs nothing, who has everything under His control? What do we give? You've already guessed. We give nothing, we give everything. We give ourselves. So there's a few more hours before this day is over. And we have to look and see what gift did we give Mahaprabhu today. And what we can give is to the greatest person we care about the most, we must give very special gift. Otherwise, it's a sign that we are denying their existence. It's a sign that we made perhaps a wrong choice, or that they've made a wrong choice in honoring and empowering us. So, before 12 o'clock tonight, we want everyone who has not given a gift to give special gifts. And the best gift we give is we give ourselves. We look close to see what things we still haven't given over to Krishna fully. Because surrender does mean that something we're having that is to be recognized, that it really belongs to the Lord, and is to be given back to Him because it already is His. Our existence in the material world is to the degree that we're still holding on and not giving over. Such power that happens in association, the sadhu sangha, devotees coming together to honor truth, is to remind each other that we are to give and to look closer at what we're still holding back on. So it may vary in different ways for different persons, what things they're holding on to more, what things they're holding on to less. But to really to give the best gift, we look deeper at the more profound things, especially that we're holding on to. And we offer that at Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So let each of us introspect, especially on this very special day, that for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, one of our most special days of the whole year, of whole of creation, of the material world, that Krishna, who is combined with Radha, comes into this world to reach out Himself and to call us back by teaching us separation or reminding us why there are some incoherences in our lives because of this vipalamba. And as now we're trying to yukta, connect again, let us connect by removing those things that causes some separation. And as each of us try to make an effort in this way, we will enthuse and encourage the next person to be more genuine in their offerings. So let us look close at ourselves and think what we're going to offer is a special gift so that we can give Mahaprabhu so many wonderful, wonderful presents here in Chaupati, throughout India, and throughout the world as a way that we allow ourselves to honor our Vipralamba with Srila Prabhupada as we serve him at this time in separation by allowing ourselves to be puppets, by being what? A puppet is not refraining, is not fighting, is not bringing any kind of obfuscation or confusion to the transmission. It's just being used. So Prabhupada coming to spread his mission on the boat was also reminding us of Vipralamba and being a puppet. And Mahaprabhu coming has reminded us. Prabhupada leaving has reminded us. Mahaprabhu has not been gone for so long. And now we all have a duty to remind the world as we offer these special gifts to Mahaprabhu. We're going to give him wonderful presents today, yes? Exactly. It's confound the child of Srila Prabhupada ki. Vaishnava the Gaur ki.
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschajadi Shatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna. It's a great honor for me to come here to ISKCON Chaupati for the first time. I visited many, many temples of ISKCON throughout the world. This year I was on a world tour. For the first time I went to South America and North America for the first time in 17 years. And so I visited probably most of the temples all over ISKCON, but they say you should save the best for last. So this is probably one of the, maybe it's the last major temple that I'm coming to, and it's very wonderful to see the large number of devotees and feel the intense bhakti here. I'm quite convinced Srila Prabhupada is very, very, very pleased with the preaching that all of you are doing here. I myself once spent a little time in Bombay long back. Maharaj mentioned I was a temple president in London, but one day in 1975 my GVC ordered me to go to India, and I was thinking, why do I have to go to India? Maharaj was saying how we should be like puppets, but that episode in my life, you know, it just reminds me how unsurrendered I am, at least at that time. I didn't want to go to India, but anyway, he ordered me to go. I had to get on the plane. I came here, and within a couple of hours of landing and arriving at the temple, Srila Prabhupada called me in his room in Hare Krishna land. This was before the big temple was built. He was still living up in the apartments, and I was thinking, well, I'll go to India, but somehow, you know, I'll come back to England again very quickly. But Prabhupada called me in and he said, who's managing in the London now, and I said, you know, such and such devotee is managing in the manor, and such devotee is managing in the city temple. Robert said, that's good. He said, it's very nice you've come to India. He said, now manage this temple. I was really shocked. So Giriraj Prabhu, Giriraj Maharaj, was the temple president. But he probably liked him to cultivate big people, and he also wanted him to go over to overseas to meet important members of the Indian community. So he wanted me to be the vice president and manage there. But I didn't really have a clue how to manage in India. It was a completely new dimension for me. First thing Prabhupada said is, make an inventory of everything on this property. So I had to go around counting all the tables and the almirahs and the ceiling fans and the chairs and putting a number on each and every one of them. And then most of the time I had to go to the city every day on that train, you know, that goes from Andheri into, what's that, Victoria? What is this? Churchgate, yeah. Packed up, going in the morning, and then sit all day in different offices, like lawyer's office. You know, there were so many complex legal cases, and then sit in the accountant's office because the accounts hadn't been done for, you know, 4 or 5 years. And I'd go to the municipal office and try to get some permission for something or other. You know, there was some road we had to get along the edge of the property, and for me, it was just, you know, mind-boggling. Every office was filled up with all these files, and nothing seemed to get done. It never seemed to have any progress, you know. It's just like what they call getting the runaround, you know. So my mind was always, you know, very restless. To somehow get out of Bombay, how can I escape from Bombay? And I was talking to some of the senior devotees maybe about going back to England, and Prabhupada heard about it, and he called me in his room and he said, so, he said, you are thinking of going back to England? And I didn't want to admit it, and Prabhupada said, you have to stay here, you're needed here. So like that, he kept insisting on several occasions, and to get a bit of relief, I started some Harinam party, some book distribution party. We used to go out to different suburbs. And then I was thinking, well, it would be nice to go on some traveling Sankirtan. And again, Prabhupada heard about it. He called me in. He said, what do you like better? He said, book distribution or temple management? I said, book distribution, Srila Prabhupada. He said, well, he said, you manage this temple for some time. He said, then he said, I'll let you go for book distribution, he said, and I'll teach you how to do it, how to put my books in every library and university in India, just like Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was doing in America and in Europe. So Prabhupada wanted to start that program in India. Somehow or other, after many months, some of the library party members came to India to train up some of the devotees, and one devotee was on the party, and he was a grihastha. His wife was in Bombay temple, and she wasn't very happy that he was traveling all the time. And I had sort of made several appeals to Prabhupada if I could change my service. I wasn't at all surrendered. And he said, if he can find a replacement, then he can go. So this, you know, I got the idea, this devotee, maybe his wife's not happy, he could manage the temple, I could go on the library party. So he came up with this idea of swap, and somehow Srila Prabhupada approved it, and I escaped from Bombay. but I could see how intense Srila Prabhupada's desire was to actually preach in Bombay and to establish the temple in Hare Krishna land, and also to preach among the educated class of people in Bombay. Once I remember being in Prabhupada's room there, and he was just sitting with his hand in his head for about 1 or 2 minutes with a very troubled look on his face, and then he looked up at me and he said, this Bombay project is such a headache. He said, but it is for Krishna, so it is all right. So we know how much difficulty, we've all heard the history of Hare Krishna land, how much difficulty Srila Prabhupada went to preach in this city. I wasn't a surrendered soul. I couldn't assist him as he actually wanted. Somehow I could get engaged in some other service elsewhere. But it's very wonderful to come. I generally avoid coming to Bombay. I go to many places, but some or other. coming here again, it's so wonderful to see that how Srila Prabhupada's desire is manifesting, is manifested in the wonderful temple at Hare Krishna land. And it's manifesting here in this wonderful temple and this wonderful congregation. This is a very exemplary project, and so many educated devotees. I've been preaching in other parts of India, in Bangladesh, Nepal, northern India, Bihar, UP, but generally we don't have many devotees from the educated class in a lot of those places, so we're struggling along somehow. But it's very wonderful to see here how, you know, Srila Prabhupada's desire is being fulfilled, and so many educated devotees, the educated people are the leaders of society. So by having so many educated devotees who have also got not only high education, but who have got great bhakti, one can feel the intensity of the bhakti just coming to this temple. So that combination is very powerful. And as Maharaj said, this is real empowerment, and this will produce so many more bhaktas in the future. This is the success formula that Srila Prabhupada wanted. So I'm very happy to come and see this success in action, and thank you very much for your association. Hare Krishna.
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gana Gana Shilakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunivari Paschacharya Satarane. Krishna Twadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Ajayvame Visitu Manasaraja Hansan Prana Prayama Samaye Kapavata Pitai Kantavaro Danavido Smaranam Kutaste. So if I was wise, I wouldn't say anything, right? Okay. Good. You don't have to suffer too much. We were talking about the glories of the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. One of the most glorious things that brings so many sannyasis to stay in Bombay. Otherwise, you know, just come for a few minutes, or, you know, change planes, come at night, leave in the morning, you know, connect. But now, anyway, it is an amazing project. The whole thing for me, I was in Bombay right after Srila Prabhupada's departure. So at the Juhu temple, that was definitely chaos. But somehow or other, by Prabhupada's desire, you know, so much was established. Now it gradually settled down, and it spawned this place, which also was another time in ISKCON when there was a lot of chaos. And at least myself, I wouldn't have envisioned anything like this. Like Umapati Swami, he was speaking in Mayapur on the Prikama. There was a crowd, something like this, and he was saying on 26 Second Avenue, he said, I never thought this would happen. They just thought, here's 5 or 10 boys with the Swami, and it's pretty weird, and no one else will ever join. And, but it's a glorious thing. There's different kinds of separation. Unfortunately, some people separate themselves from Krishna and Krishna's service and devotees and think it's nice. They're happy to be separated. That's, we want the other kind of separation where we're feeling like Lord Chaitanya, that every moment is 12 years or more. The gopis were feeling like that. The gopis couldn't tolerate even blinking, because during the time of blinking, they couldn't see Krishna. Now, if any of you are students, you probably know how many times you blink every minute, right? It's a constant process, and you never notice it unless you think about it. But they were criticizing Lord Brahma as a foolish creator, because the eyelid would block their vision of Krishna. So that is the kind of separation we want, where one is desperate, feeling like even he's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but thinking, I have, it's been so long since I chanted. Haridasa Thakura was like that. And that last verse of the Shishataka, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his, that song, Kabe Habe Bolo Sedi Namar, when oh when will that day be mine? He's giving like a ecstatic emotional presentation of the Shishastak prayer. So that one, he says, when will I give up my own self-comforting? When will I set out to preach your order sublime? When will I not care at all? When I will have full compassion for all the other living entities, and not care at all for my own, you know, convenience or my own comfort, and go out and preach. That is what, you know, Prabhupada did, and Prabhupada inspired so many, and still, so we see so many. It's quite moving to see all this in Mayapur. So many thousands of devotees from all over the world. Here, so many thousands. I keep hoping here that they'll be going all over the world also, because there's so many places in the world that where the people are, I mean, their spirit souls, they're suffering, so they're coming to Krishna consciousness, you know, to a great extent out of distress. But they're sincere, and they need association of devotees who have culture, devotees who are, you know, trained up. And like here we have a Kripa Shakti, Radhanath Swami's mercy on everybody. There's powerful sadhana shakti, because everybody is very strictly practicing sadhana. So this power is there. And the bhakti shakti, which is the most powerful thing. And we see the smiling faces. Children are very happy. The children are chanting. It's very inspirational. That's what brings people in. In any, you know, like all these advertisements, Bombay has so many advertisements, right? Happy people. Now the one I saw, you know, is if you're trying to chant in the car, you have to keep your eyes open. At least I do. And then I see all these things, and unfortunately I have a very quick, stupid mind that, you know, photographs all these stupid signboards. And but I saw today about half of them, it said, call some number, you know, like they're empty. So they should say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, it tastes good. You know, the mantra with good flavor instead of the tobacco with good flavor, and, you know, all these stupid things that are being advertised. So there's so much more to be done to really promote Krishna consciousness. But here we have such a powerful core, like a volcano with the lava flowing. In Hawaii, there's one volcano that's always going off. It's always actually going. And you can only go a few miles away from it to look at it. And the hot molten rock is flowing. And you can see this bright orange and these flames, and it goes I don't know how many miles. And then it goes over a cliff into the ocean. And so when that molten rock hits the ocean, then it shoots up another mile in the air. Steam, and that blows for a couple of miles, and if you get too close, you'll get all that stuff in your eyes. But, so this is like something like a volcano like that. We have all this bhakti, shakti energy, and it's flowing, it's just spreading out, even because anybody comes here, like our Srivas Prabhu, if you remember him from Africa, he came back so enlivened and happy, and I got so many letters, oh, he's coming back with so many wonderful ideas, we're going to try to do all these things at once, you know. I said, maybe you better pick out one or two things, you know. But everybody, he just told them what he saw and what was going on, and, you know, because they're in the dark continent and surrounded by, you know, all kinds of animosity and no money and all these things. But they want to, you know, really be Krishna conscious. So when they heard about this, and, you know, we're trying to, you know, hope that this we can spread all these things, and that we can increase this feeling of separation, that it's just been so long since I did any service, or it's been so long since I chanted the holy name, or it's so long since I distributed a book. We see like a very fired up book distributors, you get a small picture, they just move so fast. There's no time in between the one person, whether they take the book or not. They don't stop to think about what to do next, you know. They just think, I gotta talk to someone, I have to preach, I have to tell someone, I have to chant. So here we have this amazing enthusiasm and the huge numbers, and the development of this building is, you know, mind-boggling. Every time we come, there's so many additions and the new faces. Of course, we don't recognize. I don't come that often. But I'm very grateful to be here. I feel like this year, the Mayapur Festival was quite hard on the false ego because so many very advanced devotees were there. And it was very, very ecstatic. And here again, we had the same thing. So I thank you all for being here, letting me come, and I hope I can come more often. Or you can welcome to visit some of those remote corners of the world we go to. Shishi Radha Gopinath ki jai. Shishi Chaupati Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
The culmination of Sri Gaur Purnima is the one time per year special Maha Arti ceremony for Sri Sri Nithai Gaurachandra. Everyone, let us chant very loudly with our hearts and souls.